My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That was pretty cool.
Does that make you sentimental, Coach?
No, you know. I mean, it was fresh chew.
It was just a year ago.
Yeah.
That the outlook was very positive for Brockton High School football.
Positive this year.
Just a year ago.
I was down there a couple days ago.
I understand. Did they have you thrown out?
No. Told you. Okay. I got an Ernie Adams rule.
All right. Well, that's one good thing about summer ending is
football season.
If you're a parent and
college football last night too.
Woo! That's my lead. Oh, stay off of it.
Don't step on toes.
Courtney, BC Monday night.
I know FSU and FSU coming off that loss to Georgia Tech. So, I mean, Bill O'Brien.
You're gonna love my lead,
in Bill,
Courtney.
I trust.
In Bill, you trust, right?
Yep.
Hallelujah.
What, is that your lead?
Is
it about BC
football
specifically?
Maybe I'll drop a little
Please,
BC golden
you
nugget in there.
That'd be nice.
Bill O'Brien will be a guest on this show every week during the NFL season, which I am very excited about. He will join us next week, Bill O'Brien. All right, Chime, your lead this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. We've talked about it a little bit, but it has now been approximately 22 hours since Gerard Mayo has named Jacoby Brissett the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. And I got to tell you, this is not hyperbole. This is the dumbest, D-U-M-B-E-S-T, all capitals, dumbest decision not involving Tom Brady that has been made in this city in 25 years.
In 25 years?
This is the stupidest decision I've ever seen in my life. Because here's the thing. For all you people that are like, the offensive line stinks. You're going to get him killed out there. Well, when Jacoby Brissett gets killed, what are you doing? You're going to Joe Milton instead of Drake May because you want to keep sitting him? You cut Bailey Zappe so the other guy you could throw out there to get banged up isn't around anymore. So if you're really worried about the offensive line, Jacoby Brissett's probably going to be dead after week one the way he looked against the Washington Commanders, who, by the way, now it's time to get into the Washington Commanders. Wiggy pointed this out yesterday. Great job by you, Wiggy. Excellent research. Washington Commanders, according to PFF, 27th ranked offensive line. New England Patriots, 28th. They have no problem starting Jaden Daniels. And you want to know something even crazier? The Washington Commanders defense is going to be bottom fourth of the league, whereas the New England Patriots defense should be top half of the league.
No one in the league, virtually no one in the league, who took a quarterback in the early portion of the first round is not starting him except the New England Patriots.
Right. Yeah, it's literally just the Patriots and then the Falcons because they had signed a guy to a $100 million contract guaranteed, which makes sense because there's the other group of people that are like, well, look at all the other quarterbacks that have sit behind starters and been successful after they sat for some time. Yeah, because they all sat behind playoff quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre and Drew Bledsoe and Alex Smith, and like it's just, I'm losing my mind. People are trying to justify a ridiculously dumb decision, and they sound even dumber. And it's becoming infuriating to me, and I'm really upset about it.
Shime, well put.
Thank you.
Very, very well put. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is going to be a classic lead of old heads versus youngins. College football. A lot of people were excited when coaches were voting to get iPads on the sidelines in college football.
Yes.
Everybody except Chuck Martin, who is the coach at Miami of Ohio.
All right.
He didn't want iPads on the sidelines, and he was the only coach to vote against it in college football. Here's why he didn't want it.
We love technology, and everybody's all excited about the iPads. I was the only coach in the country to vote against it. I'm like, well, I don't want iPads. I want to. The old days, you actually watch the action, figure out what's going on. You had to go make adjustments. You don't get, like, I can get a 9-year-old kid to watch the play on iPad and say, listen, that guy was running wide open up the seam. We should cover him, right? Like, all the technology, it's you know, smart by the technology people that sell it. And like, I hate all of it. I used to like when you had a coach. Now I am a coach. I got an iPad. I'd watch every single play right after it happened. Like, you used to have to make in-game adjustments. Now the iPad will make them for you. Pretty soon there'd be robots on the sides. You only have to hire us. You wouldn't even be talking to me. You know, it'd be great. Oh, this is great. This technology. Like, we'll have fake officials, fake players, fake. It'll just be like playing NCAA 25, you know. Just play video game.
I mean, Chuck Martin, I understand what he's saying. He doesn't want robots to be running the sidelines soon enough. But if technology is there to help make things easier for people, you should take advantage of it.
That is so stupid.
Well,
because you know
But what he's saying is, listen to him.
Yeah.
He's saying it is an advantage when it comes to coaching.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a college football team that has a great coach.
Right.
It is an advantage when technology is not available at every turn for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it eliminates an advantage that one might get from having a fantastic football coach. Now, listen, of course, I'm the guy screaming about it.
Has the opportunity to have the iPads.
Courtney loses her mind because I still write out every day my show notes and what I think we should do on the show, where we're going to do it. So I'm old head on this one.
Well, let me give you.
I could do that in my notes and my phone.
No, I like that you do it with your neon paper. It's cute.
Greg, I don't
very
think,
demure.
Greg, I don't think you're really old head on
very
this.
Very mindful.
Because let me just kind of give you a window into like really what the iPad is or is replacing. Is basically what you saw in the NFL for so many years when you see Bill Belichick going through the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all the iPad is. It's just the still pictures on the iPad that the coaches can look at the same way they were handed the pictures that we see Bill going through. Now they just hand you an iPad. It's not like you actually can play the play. It's just still pictures of coverage, formation, that kind of thing.
Interesting point from a 781 texter. Without the advancement of technology, I would not have a screenshot saved of Courtney's areola. So
you're going to jail if you have that. It's a warning.
I don't think they're going
to. I have a team of lawyers.
I don't believe they're going to jail for that.
Yeah, they are.
They just happen to catch something in a reel this week.
Yeah.
Jail.
If they post it, then maybe there's an issue.
Jail.
But if they keep it for their own.
If they share it, jail.
Yeah, if they share it.
I don't know if you can. I don't think you can do that.
I think so.
You put it out there.
Yeah.
All right. Great lead, Courtney.
One of them fools got to know he going to jail.
Great, great, great lead from Courtney.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's get to the rest of the leads. Wiggy, hello and good morning.
All right, good morning. So, listen, Patriots season It's going to be a struggle. Hopefully Drake May will see him, you know, a lot earlier rather than later. Yeah. But for all of us college football fans out there, college football is officially back this weekend. We talked about the Notre Dame, Florida State, and Georgia Tech game. My Georgia Bulldogs, they open up Saturday against Clemson, the number one team in the country, Georgia.
I just realized that your boys will be going against Georgia this season.
That they will be. And
UMass has Georgia on the schedule.
Yes, awesome. November 23rd.
We should do something out there show-wise.
Road trip!
Let's go. Is the game down
in Athens?
Oh, it is.
Yep.
That's on my bucket list.
That would be like that's an interstate road show.
Yes, that's all right.
Okay, we can. I still got
a couple connects down there. We can make it do what it do.
Okay.
But if you're a college football fan like myself, the one thing I am excited about, and you know we are walking a little bit, is the 12 playoff teams that we will see this season and how that will shake up. So I am excited about that. I'm excited to see that there's going to be a bigger field, a bigger playoff system. Excuse me. So if you're a college football fan, I think that's something to look forward to all season long. The format is cool. There's always going to be a few little wrinkles and hiccups in it. Like the four conference champions automatically get a seed and a first round bye, and the four conference champions are the SEC, the Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC. So there'll always be a couple hiccups here and there, but it'd be very interesting to watch. Last night, Colorado, I don't know if anybody watched a little bit of that game. You saw Deion Sanders, who's definitely on the hot seat in the sense of, like, expectations are high. His kid went out there and lit it up.
Yeah.
We'll get to see Courtney.
Travis Hunter is awesome.
Oh, Travis Hunter is amazing. Two-way player. I actually played with a two-way player. There hasn't been many in college football history. Charles Woodson, I played with Champ Bailey. Who was the other couple of guys?
Wait, Champ played both ways in college? Yeah,
yes. He played receiver, running back, I mean, DB. So he's kind of similar to what you see with Travis Hunter. But you're going to see Florida State is going to get an opportunity. BC.
Yep.
Be a good game.
Yeah, it's Monday night.
Monday night.
23-point favorites against BC.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, I mean, apologize, but that's the way it goes.
Right, but who knows? Look what Georgia Tech was able to do. They ran the ball well. They took care of the football, and they were able to beat Florida State.
Yep.
So anything is possible. But college football is here for us in New England for people that might be looking at the Sunday games like, ooh, this could be another bad one.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you so much.
You got it.
We had a caller the other day who inquired about whether I enjoyed a good state fair every once in a while, and my answer was not really. However, I will tell you that the Minnesota State Fair is underway. And the big surprise at this year's Minnesota State Fair when it comes to food items is how much of a hit one particular item is with fairgoers. It's a Friday, so I figured a food lead was appropriate. There are lines that are a couple hundred deep to sample this item that you are about to see if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. The surprise hit of the Minnesota State Fair is deep fried ranch dressing.
Oh.
Would you?
Yes.
You would?
100%.
I don't know if I would.
I'm going to eat my way across the fair.
I don't know if I would or not.
I would dabble.
But
would.
If you look at it,
I'd give it a shot.
The ranch doesn't appear to be warmed at all, and maybe that's why people love it. Like, I would expect the ranch to congeal and to be something that you could bite into.
Well, that's disgusting.
Like a cheese?
Like, this is basically dipping your... This looks like a nugget with ranch on it. It's just like a French fry that you're dipping into cold ranch. That sounds... Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, but the ranch isn't going to be cold. It's going to be warm because it's going to be fried.
As
but
long
you're
as
saying
it's not
like
congealed.
Like a cheese.
No, I would say it would be more like a ravioli or something.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But people love it. Like, it is a giant hit. Like,
I'd give it a shot.
You would?
I was a little skeptical of deep fried Oreos. And then I had one.
And you loved it?
And I was like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah.
So, you know, before, I would have been like, oh, I would never do that, but I, you know what? You know what it reminds me of? Similar to the jalapeno poppers which I really like those. And maybe, you know, I mean, ranch, I'm not a, like a huge fan of ranch dressing.
No, but think about, do you dip your pizza in ranch?
Yes.
Yes. So why wouldn't you enjoy deep fried ranch, I guess, because it's somewhat similar.
Cover me in ranch. I'm in.
I'll give it a try. I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.